Now, if the boys and girls, members of our church group, would like to join Matt and I at the front, you're welcome to come forward. Matt, welcome over here.
Well, actually,
you want to be here. Okay, go right ahead. I'll let you take it from here.
You can sit in two groups. One is some of you over here, and some of you over on this side. Because I'd like to tell you a story about two different groups of people that have lived together in Brazil for a long time. Because I want to tell you about the history of Brazilian music and how it came to sound the way it sounds, because Brazilian music is some of my favorite music in the entire world. So what I'd like to do is have everyone on this half, and maybe with all of your help, you're going to be the Portuguese from Europe. Can you say that?
Portuguese from Europe.
Great. And everyone on this half, you're going to be the Yoruba from Africa.
Yoruba from Africa.
Perfect. Now, these two groups of people have lived together in Brazil for a long time. But when they first came to Brazil, they listened to and they played very different kinds of music. The Portuguese from Europe really liked European music, of course. And in Europe, they were most interested in the part of music that's all about how the different notes sound when you play all the notes at the same time or one right after another. And that is called harmony. And the Europeans were so interested in harmony that they named each note, so that when you were teaching music to a student, they would know exactly what the purpose of each note was according to its name. So I'm going to teach you a song that sounds a little bit like what the Portuguese might have first sung when they first came to Brazil. Your song starts out like this. Do, sol, fa, mi. Do, sol, fa, mi. And then do, sol, fa, mi, re. Do, sol, fa, mi, re. And then do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. One more time. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Perfect. Now that song sounds like the most basic structure of a lot of the songs that the Portuguese might have sang. Because like a lot of European music, it starts out on the one chord, it goes up to the dominant five, to the major triad on the third, to the subdominant four, and ends on the 2-5-1. Is that right, Jed? Maybe we'll cover that in a different service, though. The Yoruba listened to very different kinds of music when they first came to Brazil. The Yoruba were from West Africa. And in West Africa, they were much more interested in the part of music that was all about when you play the notes, and how they're grouped together or spaced out, or even how they sound grouped together when played by different instruments. So, when you play the notes is, of course, called rhythm, and that's my favorite part as a drummer. So your song goes like this. Da-dum, da-dum, dum dum dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum dum dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum dum dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum dum. Perfect, you've got it. But the West Africans were also really interested not just in how music sounded in their ears or how they thought about it in their heads, but how it felt in their bodies and how music was a way of bringing people together physically with their neighbors to celebrate and share their stories. And so we're going to add our bodies and go like this. Da-dum, da-dum, dum-dum-dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum-dum-dum, da-dum, da-dum, dum. One more. Perfect, that sounds good. So we have these two different groups of people living together in Brazil, each with their own unique style of music. And that would have been fine, except that there was a problem. And the problem was that the Portuguese, who had all of the land in Brazil, and all of the money, and all of the power, didn't really think that the Yoruba song was any good. And in fact, they didn't really think that anything the Yoruba did was any good. And because they had all of the land and all of the money and all of the power, sometimes they would say, Yoruba, you can't play your music. Can you all say that to them? But the Yoruba knew how important music was to how they told their stories to their children and how they celebrated holidays. And so they said, we're going to play our music anyway. Can you say that to them? They were much more convincing than you all. So over the years, the Portuguese tried to get them to stop. They took away their drums, they threw them in jail, they yelled at them, they were mean to them. But the Yoruba were so persistent for so long that eventually some things started to change. And eventually there were some Portuguese that started to listen to their music and pay attention to what they were doing. Are there any Portuguese that think maybe the Aruba song is an okay song too? A lot of you? Yeah, great. And are there any Aruba? Are there any Aruba that think maybe the Portuguese song is all right? Not as many? Okay. That's fair. That's how it happened. Over the years, eventually, there were a few people in each group that started to listen to what the other group was doing, even though no one in their community, no one in their group wanted them to listen to those that were different from them. They went against the grain, and they started to listen and build some relationships anyway, and there were some Portuguese that said, hey, maybe we can learn something from the Aruba. Could you say that to them? And there were some Yoruba at the same time that says, maybe we can learn something from the Portuguese. That was a little less convincing. Some of these people that went against the grain, some of these radicals, happened to be musicians. And they said, well, what if we took some of our ideas and some of your ideas and we put them together? What would that sound like, Portuguese? Do you still remember your song? No. Okay. It was about 300 years ago in the story, so it's okay if you've forgotten by now. Your song goes like this. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Keep going. Da-dum, da-dum, dum, 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 da-dum, da-dum, dum. Do, sol, fa, mi, re, sol, do. Do, sol, fa, mi. Beautiful. And that's how the Portuguese and the Aruba came together to create a new style of music called samba that was unlike anyone in the world had ever heard before. And it's why I like Brazilian music so much. It's also what our service is about today. When we work together with people in our own community, in our congregations, and our neighborhoods, and then we reach out beyond those boundaries, beyond those barriers, and work with people in other communities, when we come together, we can change the world around us in ways that we could never do if we were just on our own. So thank you all for helping me, and we're going to sing you off to your classes.